So what do we really want? What's really important? We might think it's a better relationship, more money, a change of job, new clothes, or feeling more secure, or stimulus, or recognition, but why do we want these things? What's underneath it? What do we really want? When we get down to it, everybody's looking for the same thing. The Dalai Lama once said, in the final analysis, everybody's looking simply for peace of mind. Now, what's interesting about that is not only we all want the same thing, but what we're looking for is something internal. We're looking for an internal state, a state of consciousness. A state of consciousness that's more satisfying, more peaceful, more content. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, why haven't we got it? In our culture, we have so much, the most prosperous, affluent society in the world.
And yet, are we any happier? Are we any happier than people in Eastern Europe, Africa?
India? People in Kerala, for example, in southern India. Studies have shown that they tend to be the happiest people in the world.
And yet their income is about 1/50th of a person in the United States.
The answer is, it's not what we have, but the way we see it.
That's the key thing that's come up time and time again from spiritual teachers. The Greek philosopher Epictetus, he put it very beautifully.
He said, people are disturbed not by things, but by the view they take of them.
What happens in our culture is it doesn't encourage us to see that we
already have all we need. Most of us have the water, the food, the housing, the clothing.
We've got ease of travel, communication. We have all this, but
advertising, marketing actually wants us to see the opposite. In a way, their job is to make us feel
dissatisfied. They want to breed unhappiness and suffering. They want us to be unhappy with what we have,
to instill the thought, if only we had something more, we'd be happier.
If our water was fizzy and tasted of lime, or our food had some special sauce on it, or we had the latest fashion, or the latest model of
car, or our telephone is smarter, more intelligent, then we'll be happier. And they're very clever at telling us
we can't be happy till we get these things. They're very clever at persuading us that we're actually
inadequate and lacking. So what they're doing is very subtly making us suffer a little bit.
And so what we do is we go out to try and find something to fill this artificial lack.
They tell us that if only we had something, we'd feel better. And so the mindset that runs our culture says, if only you had the right thing or did the right thing, found the right experience, then finally you find peace. It isn't actually the having something that actually makes us happy. When you look at what's happening is, it's just a temporary cessation of that wanting something. Supposing you want a new jacket. You're feeling a little unhappy, discontent because you haven't got it. You get it, and for a while you feel fine. But it's not because getting it has made you feel fine, it's because for a while you're not wanting it, you're not craving it. But then the effect wears off and there's something else you want, and again you start feeling a little dissatisfaction, a little suffering. So in our culture, we get addicted to things, and the marketing keeps fueling that craving. And it's that craving that makes us suffer. That's what the Buddha said 2,500 years ago. It's the wanting things to be different than they are that is the source of suffering.
What do you need right now?
To be happy.
Yeah.
The answer is probably nothing. Nothing except there's a stop worrying about what you have or don't have.
Or how things could be or not be in the future.
To simply accept the present moment as it is. And if you're not happy with the present moment, just ask yourself, is there another way of seeing it? This is the universal teaching that's behind so many spiritual traditions, spiritual teachings. To actually stop and look at what you have in a different way. You can either look at it in a way that causes you to feel discontent, to suffer, to be unhappy, or you can look at it in a way and say, I'm content with this. This is an opportunity.
So don't fall for anyone telling you you need to buy something before you can be happy, however skillful their art of persuasion. Let's stand up for the truth that we all know inside us, the wisdom that's there in our hearts.